Donald Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed to reopen trade talks between their two countries. The announcement came at the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our report.
President Donald Trump says he's holding off on new China tariffs for the time being, and the U.S. and China will restart stalled trade talks. Trump made the announcement in Osaka following a lengthy meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The president clarified that American sanctions already in place against Chinese imports will remain, but that new tariffs he's threatening to slap on billions worth of Chinese goods will be delayed. Talks broke off after several rounds of negotiations after the U.S. accused China of reneging on agreements it had already made. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump said U.S. companies could continue selling to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, a world leader in 5G technology. The American intelligence community generally views Huawei as a national security risk. The president traveled next to South Korea, where he's offered to hold a handshake meeting tomorrow with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the DMZ. Mr. Trump said it would last about 2 minutes and that Pyongyang had reacted positively to the idea.
There's been no nuclear tests. There's been no long-range ballistic tests. Gave us back our hostages, which was great, and a lot of good things are happening over there. So I let them know we'll be there, and we'll see. I mean, I can't tell you exactly, but they did respond very favorably.
There has been new fighting in Afghanistan, where more than 24 pro-government personnel are reported killed in Taliban attacks on security outposts in the northern province of Baghlan. This as the insurgent group opens a new round of peace talks with the United States this weekend in Qatar. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News. Immigration came up during President Trump's news conference in Osaka. He